Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Maestros. We've been talking about workers who are permitted at Torah to eat the produce that they are working on. And so the beginning of Mishnah Ches, the first half of the Mishnah, is going to take a little bit of a detour away from Hilchos Maestros and talk a little bit more about this halacha of workers allowed to eat what they're working on. And then in the second half of the Mishnah, we'll come back to Maestros. Haya Oseh B'Levasim, if one was working with levasim, are very, very poor quality figs, very low quality figs. Lo yochal b'vno sheva. He can't eat the high quality figs. And now, these are different subspecies of figs. It's not that you're working with the figs and some individual figs on the same tree are higher or lower quality. We're talking about that you're working with species, a poor, low quality species of figs, and there's the higher quality just down the road or just down the other side of the field. You cannot eat the higher quality while you're working with the lower quality. You can only work with, you can only eat what you're working with. But the same thing is to the inverse. B'vno sheva lo yochal b'levasim. If you're working in the high quality figs, you're not allowed to eat the low quality figs. Now, probably you wouldn't want to do that, but the point here of the Mishnah is that it doesn't matter if you're talking about an upgrade or a downgrade, so to speak. You're only allowed to eat what you're working with. And anything other than what you're working on, you're not allowed to eat. Aval, however, again, a little bit of a loophole. Aval moneo hu es atzmo ad shemegi l'makom hayafos ve'ochel. However, a worker is permitted to not eat while he's working in the bad ones, knowing that in another hour or two, he's going to get to the other side of the field where there are the good figs. And so if he kind of sort of starves himself, not really starving himself, but if he doesn't eat any figs now, by the time he gets to the other side of the field where the nice figs are, he's going to have a much bigger appetite and eat more of them. That is 100% permitted. Because at the end of the day, he can eat as much as he wants. Kenaf shechasadecha, the pasuk says. When you're working with the good figs, you can eat as many of them as you want. And so therefore, there's no problem with him withholding from eating the low-quality ones in order to wait to eat more of the high-quality ones. Now, the second half of the Mishnah is going to be shifting back into our discussion of Maestros and about this idea of Kinyon being Koveya, purchase being Koveya for Maestros. And in particular, our Mishnah is going to be talking about hamachlifim chavero. If a person wants to exchange with his neighbor, with his fellow. So the Mishnah is coming to teach us that an exchange is basically considered a two-way purchase and is koveya both ways. So hamachlifim chavero, if one exchanges with his friend, zele echol, right? Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is going to eat Shimon's figs and Shimon is going to eat Reuven's figs. Zeliktos vezeliktos. Reuven is going to cut and dry Shimon's figs, and Shimon is going to cut and dry Reuven's figs. So those are exchanges, and basically they're double sales. Also, zele'echol v'zeliktos. Reuven is going to eat the figs of Shimon, and Shimon is going to cut and dry the figs of Reuven. So in all of these cases, the Tanakhama says, chayav. There's an exchange that took place here. An exchange is a two-way purchase, and therefore both Reuven and Shimon have purchased the figs that they have, that they want to either eat or cut and dry, and therefore they are obligated in Shumas Maestros because purchase is, of course, koveya, and they can't eat them achilas aray. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, not so fast. Hamachlif le'echol chayev. I agree that if a person is exchanging it in order to be able to eat the figs that he receives in the exchange, that is an acquisition which is koveya lemaestros, and you have to give trumas lemaestros before you can eat them. However, veliktos potter. If you are acquiring figs in the exchange that you are now going to cut and dry, well, they're not nigmar malachton then. There's still work left to do. And if you acquire, if a purchase, a kinyan takes place before nigmar melachton, the sale isn't koveya because it's too early. The work was not yet done. And kovios requires both for the nigmar melachto and for then the sale to kick in. It's interesting, the Tanakhama would not agree. The Tanakhama basically says, no, even if it's not yet nigmar melachton, then the kinyan still is koveya for maestros. And this Tanakhama basically agrees is on the same page as Rabbi Eliezer, who we had back in Mishnah Dalid regarding if you gave truma before Nigmar Melachton. There we said if you gave truma before Nigmar Melachton, then Rabbi Eliezer said that it is chayef, right? But the Chachamim said no, it's not, except for specific case. And here Rabbi Yehuda is agreeing with that Tanakama, or it's a parallel case. So they're basically saying the same logic as that Tanakama, and as that Chachamim, and our Tanakama and our Mishnah is basically agreeing with Rabbi Eliezer. And the Halacha follows the Chachamim in the Mishnah about Truma and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah about exchanges and kinyan before Nigmar Melachton.